Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 49 degrees and overcast. Today's Thursday, July 5th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. An Air Station Sitka helicopter crew medevaced an ailing passenger from a cruise ship about 4 miles west of Doll Island on Tuesday. The Celebrity Century notified the Coast Guard shortly after midnight that a 54-year-old male aboard the ship was suffering from heart symptoms and experiencing difficulty breathing. The Air Station Sitka crew arrived on scene around daybreak and safely hoisted the patient. He was flown to Sitka and met by local EMS personnel. The Celebrity Century was cruising around 190 miles southwest of Sitka at the time of the medevac. In a news release, Master Chief Petty Officer Jeremiah Roberts in the District 17 Command Center said that medevac hoists are fairly routine. In this case, the patient was ashore and receiving treatment long before the small boat from Coast Guard Ketchikan would have arrived. The patient was reported in stable condition in Sitka. Yesterday wasn't the sunniest 4th of July, but the rain held off at least until after the parade, and Sitka had a party. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz took a walk around town and sent this audio postcard.
My name is Rafe Hansen, and 4th of July means freedom and candy.
My name is Shannon Smallwood. And the 4th of July means fireworks and beer, I guess.
This is Bill Payton, and it means getting together with family.
My name is Hayden, and the 4th of July means, to me, I don't know, just happiness, maybe?
Okay, my name is Lupita Diaz, and I'm selling Mexican food.
What does the 4th of July mean to you?
For me, lot work. Supposed to day off, but for me, no, I'm busy. But it's good, you know.
So I'm Arabic Carbonell, and I'm making a sweet rice bowl. It's a rice flour, and you dip it with brown sugar. I'm raising money for my daughter's college.
My name is Mark Bartlett. For me, it's a time to reflect on the place that I live. And it's also a time for me to be thankful about people that have given their life and limb for my freedom. And that's what it does mean to me. It's a time to think about the sacrifice that's been given on my behalf.
My name is Barnaby Dow. Former general manager at Raven Radio, and I'm marching with the Raven Radio 30th anniversary band, so to speak.
And how does it feel to be marching at the head of the parade?
You know, I've never been first in line for anything, so I feel like I just won the lottery.
Jonathan Grice Tompkins, because I'm running for State House for Sitka, Alaska.
Woo! And how did it feel to march through town today?
It was great. I love Sitka. I'm struggling with the Miss America wave, though. My technique could use some improvement.
Hey! Baby.
My name is Muriel Sadler-Hart. I'm from Sitka, and this is the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
How's it feel to march through town today?
Oh, I do it every year, so it's awesome. It's hard in these heels, but it's awesome.
My name is Megan Roberts, and I'm marching with the United States Coast Guard Air Station Sitka.
And tell me, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
4th of July means independence, and just doing this parade makes me feel proud to be in the military, just seeing all these people and the smiling faces.
An audio postcard from Sitka's 4th of July celebrations from KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz. You can see a slideshow from the day later on our website, kcaw.org. A major renovation of Blatchley Middle School is in full swing. The $12 million project will see a completely remodeled interior in the building. Workers are also changing the system's climate control and other mechanical systems. Engineers hope doing so will mean savings in the long run. KCAW's Ed Ronco dropped by the building to see how the work was going.
A work radio on the floor at Blatchley Middle School has the library here sounding decidedly unlibrary-like. Computers are covered with plastic bags. A wall is missing, and lights are dangling from the ceiling. In fact, lights are dangling throughout the building, and the hallways are teeming with workers. Some of them are putting mud on the walls to prepare them for new coverings. Others are hanging sheetrock, and down the hallway, Kelly Cropper is standing in the commons. She is the city project manager in charge of the Blatchley remodel. Behind her, huge squares of color have been painted onto the wall.
Mandarin, tequila lime, and summer plum. Those are the names.
Next to them, three more shades called fresh cut grass, yellow raincoat, and a light purple shade called grape ice. These big squares won't be staying here. They're swatches, basically, so people can see what they look like on the walls. Eventually, the colors will be distributed throughout the building in different places to make the atmosphere brighter and more inviting.
A lot of purples and oranges and bright colors will be in the school when we get done.
Before, it was a lot of cream, wasn't it? A lot of off-white
beige,
eggshell
and,
beige.
Yeah. I think we need to go this direction.
As we walk around the building, there are still remnants of the last school year. In one classroom, a whiteboard is covered in Tlingit words. A sign in a hallway says sixth grade only and advises other students, who of course are no longer here, to find a different route. And drawings of plant and animal cells are still on the wall near the science classrooms. The cell membranes and cell walls are missing, and you can see representations of the nuclei and the mitochondria and the endoplasmic reticulum. The cell guts are on full display, just like the building. Because other than those things, you'd hardly recognize the place. The commons is a giant storage room for construction materials. A wire spool and a hard hat sit atop science textbooks stacked up in the art room. It's a mess now, but when it's done, officials hope the building will be bright, airy, cleaner, and certainly more comfortable. But the changes are far from cosmetic. Outside, huge heating and cooling systems are waiting to go into place. The building will have 46 heat pumps in its rooms and hallways, with an assortment of larger air handling units tucked away in machine rooms. They'll be able to better regulate the building's climate. For example, if one room is too cold and another is too hot, the new equipment will sense that and use the energy from one to even out the other. That new system is expected to save the school district some money. Cropper says the utility bills, as they stand now, are pretty steep.
We average like $250,000 a year for this school alone.
Wow.
And hopefully we're going to see significant savings there, you know.
Is there any way to calculate, or is it, I mean, you know that you're going to see savings, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to know exactly how much?
Well, we did a life cycle cost analysis, and that's a prediction, right, based on unknown. You don't really know what your weather's like and stuff, but the life cycle cost analysis showed us that we would save over a lifetime of the equipment, and that's rebuying the equipment and replacing the equipment, we would save like $300,000 in 20 years.
From the very beginning, from the design of the project all the way through to completion, it's expected to cost about $12 million. 70% of that money comes from the state. Another 30% comes from the city. Voters approved a bond issue in 2010. Back inside, Cropper says it's been a fun project to work on. And teachers and students who spent the last school year looking at wires and building guts up in the ceiling are hopefully going to notice a big difference in the fall.
We should have carpet, should have the walls painted, hopefully we'll have all the casework in. And most of the mechanical's already done. So if everything goes as planned, we should be complete before Christmas. But
she says there are a number of X factors, not the least of which is getting specific parts or pieces of equipment quickly when you live on an island in southeast Alaska. Still, Cropper says it's going well. Then she smiles and crosses her fingers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Alaska Marine Highway System is rethinking part of its Lynn Canal summer sailing schedule. The Malaspina follows a round-trip route connecting Juneau at Haines and Skagway Monday through Saturday, but on Sundays it only sails north and overnights in Skagway. Ferry Chief Mike Newsell says it's a question of logistics.
The reason we do that is because I need berth space for the Columbia to tie up early Monday morning in Juneau when it comes north out of Bellingham.
Newsell says no one objected last year when the schedule went out for public comment, but since then, Haines and Skagway mayors have asked for a change.
Concerns from the communities up there that there's not a round trip every day and that there's no southbound leg at the end of the weekend.
Newsell updated the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board about the situation at a recent meeting. He told members he's committed to solving the problem.
My scheduling staff and I are looking at, for next year's schedule, some ways to try and avoid that and eliminate that from happening. So I haven't actually seen that plan yet. My scheduler is still coming up with options and ideas, and we will be looking at that shortly, and then that'll go out for the next public comment period.
Any changes would go into place with the summer 2013 schedule. The ferry at Lakati also overnights in Hoonah to make space for another ship at Juneau's ferry terminal. No plans are in the works to change that schedule. The Coast Guard is searching for a man who fell off a fishing boat north of Juneau. The Coast Guard says it received a report Wednesday at 5:10 a.m. that Richard Boyce fell overboard while trying to remove fishing gear from the propeller of his gillnetter, the Eleanor S. The boat was near Mab Island, 25 miles north of Juneau, when the mishap occurred. The Coast Guard says the man was wearing rain gear and no flotation device when he went overboard. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain, highs around 58, light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, lows around 49, east winds 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain developing in the afternoon, highs around 56, southeast winds at 10 miles per hour. And Saturday, rain, highs around 54. This is KCAW in Sitka.